we're in election season. So I thought we'd have a fun little game that everyone can play along with.
Great.
Including Kelly, and we can celebrate Kelly's smarts.
Oh, no!
With a little presidential fact or fiction.
Who's accusing me of being smart?
The good news is you have a 50-50 chance at each answer.
Okay, good. Is it true or false? True or false?
Fact or fiction?
Oh, fact or fiction. Okay. Oh.
Follow along, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Fun little election day game here.
And you can play along on the text line, too.
99.7 DJX. Don't do it too quick because you might actually give Kelly an answer.
You can do it quick. It's fine.
Okay, first one. James Madison and Thomas Jefferson were once arrested together in a brothel. Fact or fiction?
I mean, should probably say fiction, but I think it's fact.
I mean, you know, back in the day, what happens back in the day stays back in the day, right? Actually, that is fiction.
Dang it! Why do you have to out the gate come out with something salacious and trick me into thinking, well, that had to be true?
Right. They were arrested together. But they were arrested for taking a carriage ride in the countryside of Vermont on a Sunday, which violated the laws of that state at the time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, lock them up.
Rides on a Sunday!
Wow.
All right. 0-1.
Blatant disregard of the law right there.
George Washington.
Presidential
fact or fiction. George Washington decided to rhyme his inaugural speech, and it went over so badly that it is now illegal to do so.
That is so dumb. This one has to be fact. It has to be fact.
That's so dumb, it has to be fact.
It has to be true. That's as dumb as a carriage ride law.
I know, right? You're wrong again. It's fiction.
Are you kidding? Stop!
You're 0-2.
Stop!
His inaugural speech was the shortest inauguration speech on record. Lasted less than 2 minutes.
And he's like, guess I have to. All right, let's go, team.
And it was basically a tweet. It was 133 words.
Oh, wow.
George Washington was like, all right, I guess we'll do this. Let's go.
All right, fine.
Yep. All right. You're doing well. You're 0-2 so far.
Yeah. This is showing how smart I am.
This is celebrating how smart Kelly is here.
Where in the world did you find these questions, by the way? Did you try to come up with the most tricky questions on planet Earth?
Why do you assume that?
Because this feels like I'm being attacked with dumb questions.
This feels like you're being attacked.
Feel attacked.
All right, next one. You got to get one of these right at some point, right? Right.
By the way, thank you, Heather, for chiming in. She's like, fact, fiction.
She's trying.
Pick
She's
one.
Right. All right, fact or fiction. Abraham Lincoln took an inauguration photo standing near John Wilkes Booth. If that name rings a bell, that dude eventually shot him in the theater.
That has to be true. Please give me a true at some point. They've all been fiction so far. I'm playing the odds.
You're playing the odds.
I'm playing the odds. By the way, Jamie says I'm 0-2. All right.
That is correct.
Yes. Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Shocking.
I know. How crazy morbid is that?
Wow.
Lincoln was the first president to ever be photographed at his inauguration.
With his assassin?
And then also photographed with his future assassin, John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, that is dark and twisty.
Yeah, it is. Listen,
how many more are you going to make us all suffer
through? I've got five more, but I don't know if I can. No,
but
we can't.
This is
maybe
so painful.
No, all right. We'll stop here. We'll pepper them in a little bit later in the show.
Oh, you're going to stop at the one that I got right?
Yes, because I want to
go out on a high point.
That's right. I want you to feel good about this. In the future.
I don't feel good about any of it.
All right.
But that is a interesting salacious fact.
Yeah. Well, see, I told you, you're learning things even if only by accident here on this
let's
show.
Let's end on. That is a good one to end on.
On 99.7 DJX. Presidential fact or fiction?
Wow.